Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And Week 6 of football is in the books. Time to get ready for Week 7. No better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To add to the excitement of Week 7, DraftKings Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new users the chance to earn a sign-up bonus up to $1,000 when signing up using promo code KSN. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN when you sign up and get up to $1,000. That's KSN code to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante. Along with me are Bob Flounders, Andy Shea. Ross Tucker will be along in a bit for Tucker's Tape and Ask Ross. Guys, finally, it's game week here, and I'm going to give you another chance, Andy. How excited are you by that?
I've been watching college football for 6 weeks now. You said it was week six of the season, but I think for our audience, it's week one, right? This is week one. Everything else becomes secondary because Penn State's playing again.
Oh, my God, Andy. All you got to do is say, yes, Jim, I'm thrilled.
Yeah,
I'm
brevity, Andy. It's brevity. The word is brevity. Yeah, Jimmy, 10 months, almost exactly 10 months since Penn State last played. I'm glad they're finally getting a chance. It should be very interesting out in Bloomington. Can't wait to see what they look like.
All right. Well, I'm going to start with you, Bob. But the biggest news of the week, we got the depth chart out. That's what we're going to hit really hard. But you got to start with Journey Brown is out at least for a good part of the season, if not the whole season. After getting that gut punch of Micah Parsons not going to play this year, he opted out. Can they overcome this loss also, Rob?
Well, I think that Journey Brown, what a way to close out 2019, his final five games. So I want to be careful how I say this. The loss of Micah is more significant in my mind, just because of how unique of a player and how talented of a player he was. The fact that Penn State's running back room is so deep kind of mitigates Journey's loss, but there's no question if he's healthy, I think he was capable of even better this year. He had added some weight. He said he had kept his speed. It's very unfortunate. He's worked very hard to get into this position. And Penn State certainly is going to have to adjust. But when you have Noah Cain as your second team back and Devin Ford is your third team back and you have a true freshman who is jumping over guys in practice, it's not I feel for Journey. I hope he comes back. I know his teammates really care about him. But I do think this is something they can recover from.
Well, if for those of you who didn't see it, look up Keziah Holmes' video. I posted it on our Twitter account. Keziah Holmes, ironically wearing number 26, and not a coincidence, in a practice drill, he's shown leaping a defender, and you would have sworn you're watching Saquon Barkley. All right, Andy, we're going to talk a lot about the depth chart, and maybe the biggest surprise was at your favorite position group, which is wide receiver. We had been hearing about these true freshmen that they're really, you know, showing well at practice, but lo and behold, true freshman Parker Washington is at the top of the depth chart. How surprised are you by this? And is that a good thing or is it bad that some of the guys who've been there a year or two aren't at the top of the depth chart?
So I'm not surprised because when you open the cabinet and you don't see very much, then you got to choose, you know, the new Jack or the Greenhorn that's showing up the best, right? So, I mean, that's my take on it. Like, am I surprised? No. Do I think it's good that they passed some of the other guys? I don't know. The other guys didn't exactly light up anything when they had an opportunity to play. So I just think it's a really weak position for Penn State. And it doesn't matter who you put out there. They've got to sort of show up and be better somehow. And I'm not going to say whether Parker Washington's going to be, you know, answer to, you know, KJ Hamler. That would be stupid. That's not a good way you put a true freshman who's going to start on the road in Bloomington, you know, put that kind of pressure or spotlight on him. But I just think it's a weak position overall for Penn State. So the depth chart to me is almost irrelevant. It's who can play and who can do something to help this offense. That's it.
Well, we certainly hope Parker Washington is that guy. I don't think having a freshman at the top of the depth chart was a huge surprise, but having him over Condre Lambert-Smith was a little bit of a surprise to me. I thought Lambert would be the guy of the two freshmen, especially since he got to campus back in January. All right, Bob, we went with Andy's favorite position group there. Let's switch over to defense and talk about one of your favorite players. Joey Porter Jr. has gotten to the top of the depth chart. I know you've been on him for months and months saying he's the guy. I guess you were right.
Yeah, so I did a story for Town and Gown magazine previewing the cornerbacks for the season preview. I think it finally. The reason I bring this up is I got a chance to get like a one-on-one with Terry Smith. I think it was in April or early May, and he said to me like I really like this group we have of second-year corners. I really do. But when I mentioned Joey Porter, he said, you know, of all the guys that I have, including Tariq Castro Fields, he might be the most physically talented guy. It's a question of when he puts it all together, the mental side of it, you know, knowing his role in the defense, knowing the coverages, you know, the sky's the limit for him. And obviously that happened this year. Unique body type, can play press man. That's what James Franklin wants. I do think they're going to play a lot of corners, but, you know, the rumors about Joey Porter on the practice field really making the occasional spectacular play, I think they've been true all along. He certainly got the bloodlines. And much like Parker Washington, I'm really excited to see Joey play. I would just say this real quick about Parker Washington. The fact that he's built like a running back and can play the slot, you know, different body type than Keandre Lambert-Smith, I think that also played into it. And both James Franklin and Sean Clifford were raving about the guy on Tuesday. I think there's a lot to like about Parker Washington because they don't usually talk up true freshmen like that.
What I thought was interesting in the press conference when James Franklin was saying he made this one-handed catch, which usually causes the team to go crazy when that happens in a practice. It sounded like it had become so routine for Parker Washington. Right. It was sort of like a ho-hum. He just did it again. So I think he's a very intriguing player everyone's looking to see. Andy, another one I wanted to ask you about,
sure,
which came as a bit of a surprise to me, was at tight end, where we had, after Pat Freiermuth, we had Zach Kuntz listed as the number two guy, and it turns out Brenton Strange has surpassed him and is listed as number two on the depth chart.
Yeah, I mean, you only had Zach Kuntz there because he'd been around longer, but we always said, you know, which it might be very important which player emerges or can somebody emerge as the number two tight end in this offense. I still think it's going to be an important position. I still think it's going to be an important role. We know Pat Freiermuth is a stud. He was an All-American, and he's really good. He's going to be a high NFL draft pick. But for this offense, And with the, you know, with sort of the, you know, lack of, you know, known production at the wide receiver position, is there a number two tight end that can emerge and help this offense? And it kind of makes sense that Brenton Strange probably, because Zach's more of a wide receiver and he doesn't have a niche, right? Maybe Brenton's a better blocker and can get himself do more dirty work in that 8, 10, 12 yard area. You know, Zach Kuhn doesn't really fit. He's kind of like a wide receiver. He's not really physical, and maybe Brenton just beat him in those dirty areas that tight ends work well in, and that, you know, Pat Freiermuth has made himself so good at it by his outstanding route running and made himself available.
It will be interesting to see how they use the tight ends also. Will they use two tight end configurations or not? So we'll be looking forward to seeing that. And we might be seeing Brenton Strange instead of Zach Kuntz. All right, Bob, with all of the really fascinating specialty players at wide receiver or defensive back, what I think got overlooked a bit is on the offensive line. There's a lot going on here. Des Holmes, who got a lot of time at tackle, is the backup at both guard spots. Something you've talked about before, Mike Miranda is listed as the backup center now, that he would move from guard to center if need be. And I think I'm interpreting this right. Tell me if I'm wrong. With Will Fries listed not only as the starting right tackle, but as the backup at left tackle, does that mean Caden Wallace is first man off the bench at tackle?
I think you are. That's an astute observation, Jimmy. I would say this. I think Caden Wallace has forced Phil Troutwine's hand. I think that's why Des Holmes, who's a good player and played pretty well as the third tackle, was kicked inside, because they need depth there. I think I've heard that Caden Wallace, as much as I like Rashid Walker, I've heard that Caden Wallace already is pretty close to Rashid Walker, and he's not only going to be a good player at Penn State. Caden Wallace, if he's healthy, is going to be a great player at Penn State. It's just a matter of time. I've heard nothing but good things about him. Just real quick on Zach Kuntz, I think this is a troubling sign. To me, it was now or never for Zach Kuntz, because you know what? Theo Johnson's coming at some point, and even when Pat Freiermuth leaves, this was the year for him to make a jump. And they're talking a lot of good things about Brenton Strange. I just think that maybe this was his best opportunity, unless I'm reading this wrong. And I just think it's going to be hard for him to see the field.
I agree with you, Bob. And Andy, you used the word a niche for him. And I thought just at his height, he would be able to create several kinds of mismatches. But we'll see. He still has time. Hopefully it's this year. All right. That is it for quarter number one. Stick around in quarter number two. Ross shows up for Tucker's Tape.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves, fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating, oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiasts, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes, or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com, and use code KSN at checkout. Get in on all the football action. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.